Top 25 Cantonese Questions You Need to Know. Lesson 5. Do you speak Cantonese? In each lesson of this 25-part series, you'll master a common question for Cantonese learners, and then learn how to answer it like a native speaker. You'll learn how these key phrases work by breaking them down into each component. Then through repetition and new vocabulary, you'll expand your understanding of the question, its answers, and any variations. In this lesson, you'll learn how to respond to the common question, Do you speak Cantonese? In Cantonese, this is
你懂不懂广东话?
The first word in the question is
你,
meaning you in English.
你,
listen again and repeat.
你,
this pattern of first introducing a word at natural speed, providing the translation, breaking it down, and then giving it again at natural speed will be repeated throughout the series. Try to speak aloud as often as possible. The next word in the question is
懂不懂?
Meaning to know or not.
懂不懂?
Now repeat.
懂不懂?
Listen to the first two words of the question and repeat.
你懂不懂?
And after that,
讲,
meaning to speak.
讲,
now repeat.
讲,
listen to the first three words of the question and repeat.
你懂不懂?
And after that,
广东话,
meaning Cantonese language.
广东话,
now repeat.
广东话,
listen to the entire question and repeat.
你懂不懂广东话?
It literally means, do you know or not know speaking Cantonese? You will hear this common question again and again throughout your studies. Master the following pattern and responses to the question. Do you speak Cantonese?
懂少少.
I speak a little. Again, slowly. Repeat the phrase.
懂少少.
Let's break it down from the beginning. The first word is
懂,
meaning to know.
懂,
now repeat.
懂,
and after that?
少少,
meaning a bit, a little bit.
少少,
now repeat.
少少,
listen to the speaker say, I speak a little, and then repeat.
懂少少.
To use a different phrase, replace a little with some.
一滴.
Some.
一滴. 一滴.
Listen to the phrase again, this time with some.
懂一滴.
It mostly stays the same. Simply replace a little with some. Say, I speak some.
懂一滴.
To use a different phrase, replace some with a little tiny bit.
滴滴.
A tiny bit.
滴滴. 滴滴.
Listen to the phrase again. This time with a little tiny bit.
懂滴滴.
It mostly stays the same. Simply replace some with a little tiny bit. Say, I speak a little tiny bit.
懂滴滴.
To expand on the pattern, replace a little tiny bit with quite a lot.
大部分.
Quite a lot.
大部分. 大部分.
Listen to the phrase again, this time with quite a lot.
食大部分.
It mostly stays the same. Simply replace a little tiny bit with quite a lot. Say, I speak quite a lot.
食大部分.
To say no, in a simple way, just say
不識.
Which is like saying no, I don't speak it, in English. Let's hear it slowly.
不識.
And one more time, at normal speed.
不識.
Now it's time for a quiz. Imagine you are visiting Hong Kong, and someone asks if you speak Cantonese. You want to answer that you speak a little. Respond to the question.
你識唔識講廣東話? 識少少.
Now you want to answer that you speak some. Respond to the question.
你識唔識講廣東話? 識一啲.
You want to answer that you speak a little tiny bit. Answer the speaker's question.
你識唔識講廣東話? 識啲啲.
Now you want to answer that you speak quite a lot. Respond to the question.
你識唔識講廣東話? 識大部分.
Now you want to ask someone if they speak Cantonese. Ask the question.
你識唔識講廣東話?
Now it's time to answer the question with actual information about yourself.
你識唔識講廣東話?
5.